Hey everybody, Matt Siltala here with Avalanche Media. We have Dave Rohr on the other side of the mic with Northside Metrics. We're coming to you today talking in a new episode in this awesome podcast that we've been doing. The focus today and what we're going to be talking about is, so what is content marketing? And we're going to go down to its simplest form, Dave says. And I'm going to let him start us off and jump into it, and we should have a pretty good discussion because it seems like when link building died, so to speak, all of a sudden we have, or when SEO was dead and link building dead, all of a sudden everybody rebranded into content marketing agencies, and I'm a content marketer. I'm not an SEO or a link builder anymore. I'm a content marketer. And so we're gonna talk about all this and what content marketing means for you as an SMB, and really just dive into it and hopefully give you guys some good ideas about what to do to further your business with it. So why don't you start us off, Dave? And hello.
Thank you. Yeah, so I'm not a fan of content marketing, the term, and I know some people don't like it. I know people don't like it, but I'm sure they really hate growth hacking and growth marketing. And it's really all the same. It's link baiting, it's link building, it's marketing. In the same way that some people say digital marketing is just marketing, it's just a different, you know, place. Sometimes you could argue all sorts of different ways. Well, but content marketing...
And not to interrupt, but I'll just... When you say that, it just makes me laugh because it's something that I always tell people in any talk or whatever. When I'm sharing, like, an infographic, quote-unquote, or I'm sharing something visual, I let them know, look, I've been putting content like this out since, 2005, 2004, you know, these really visual type, you call them infographics or whatever you want, but back in the day, I just called them really, you know, kick-A images or whatever I thought that was going to be cool that people were going to share, and so totally get it, what you're saying. That's funny.
And we'll include the links to our session from last year, but I kind of, at PubCon where we talked about like the trends of 2016 for content marketing and what people are doing. And I kind of broke down like that whole story of link baiting is link building is all this stuff. You know, you're trying to get people on Dig to go, wow, that was cool. Or, you know, pictures of cats with lasers. Or your favorite one that you guys did about, you know, all the different cats and all of the different ways and things they would be doing for the different social media stuff.
Which is funny because I thought of a new version of that.
Trump,
a Trump explained social media.
Oh, good grief.
All right, we'll move on.
But for me, content marketing is... And I once was told that some people didn't like my session where I talked about content marketing. And I was confused because, but it also made sense because I didn't say, go make infographics and here's how to make an infographic. I talked about ways to integrate more interactive things, more visual things into what would normally be a boring list. Or, you know, a lot of agencies now, and there's even themes now that instead of just the about us, if you have an agency or if you have some sort of team, you know, it's like, who are the founders? Here's the account managers. And, you know, here's the 40 people at our team. They have ones that automatically now use style sheets and will, you know, swap in two pictures to make it, you know, cool. Like, everyone does that now. You have to raise it. Yeah. You know, 8 years ago, that was cool.
Well, it's like everything. It all has to evolve. I mean, good grief, we're not, Lord, at least I hope we're not submitting to, thousands of directories anymore trying to rank. I mean, it just the whole evolution of it evolves. I remember, this is going to really date me, but back in 1999, I remember, finishing one of my first websites that I ever built and realizing just from changing a few things in the title and getting a link out to a certain website and how just like that simple of a change, like seriously, dude, just changing something in the title tag helped me rank number one. And that's just not the way it is anymore, and we have to evolve. So, you know, more to your point.
Yeah, and there's crazy examples, like Dennis over when he was at, he's at Fanatics now, the VP of Growth, but when he was at Airbnb, he took, or his team, somewhere in that range, he and his team took their annual report. Now, come on, it's an annual report for a large company who's, you know, I don't think they've gone IPO. I don't even think they've gone IPO yet. But it was just this boring annual report that they had to do. They made it into this gigantic, awesomely interactive type infographic-y thing.
Mm-hmm.
They got tons of links from everyone. Like, yep. Sweet. That's content marketing.
That is. Well, and I look at it, you know, because we do a lot of visual content stuff, as you know, at Avalanche Media. And, you know, I'm always trying to figure out the way that I can make something, you know, like I'm looking at an article and I'm like, this is awesome. But it's just like pages and pages or thousands or 2,000 words. And I'm like, there's a lot of people that are not consuming this awesome content just because too long, didn't read, you know?
Yeah.
And so I'm looking through it and I'm like, all right, boom, give it to a client. I know that the clients in that industry, we source them out. We create a visual version of that content and boom, it's just shared thousands and thousands of time, lots of links. Anyway, again, I'm just kind of giving a quick version of this, but like those are the things that I look for with content marketing. And again, it's not always reinventing the wheel. It's like, all right, that was an awesome piece of content right there. I loved it. But I know that we're in a generation of this is way too long, I'm not going to read it, and we're all distracted by, you know, shiny things, and, you know, I can't remember all the statistics, but our, you know, how long our attention span is and how fast we consume text versus images and things like that. And so I know that the image is going to be consumed a lot quicker, and I guarantee you that if it's catchy and if it's something like you were saying, how the Airbnb folks did with the end of year reporting and making it more interactive and it got shared a ton, like that's the stuff that's going to get shared. That's the stuff that people are going to, you know, want to give to a friend versus that big old long annoying article. Like I think of the most perfect example, you know, let's relate this to something that you love, Dave, beer. So what are you going to love more looking at and reading? Let's say you have two options, okay? You're looking at Facebook, and one of those is a list of the 50 most popular beers from each state, and it's just a list. But then you have one image, and you don't have to scroll, and it's right there, and you're looking at it, and it's the map of the United States, and it's giving the logo of the beer right there for the most popular beer for that state. Which content are you probably going to consume and share?
Yeah, the second one.
So, again, more to the point, and again, it's just like understanding that's content marketing. It doesn't mean that other side of it is not content marketing, because that is content, but it's just like, think about the audience and what they're going to consume and how they're going to consume it.
And we're kind of talking about bigger things. There's also the smaller content marketing. Really anything you produce on your website, on social media, if you market, to me, you're kind of doing content marketing.
Yeah.
If you're pushing stuff and promoting stuff, and any of that to me can be content marketing. Now, that example you just talked about, depending on what the goals of that content is, or that piece that you're publishing, or the image, I think is to the scale of what the content marketing becomes.
Very true.
If it's just something you want for your customers, does it need to go big? No. Does it need to make sense? And will some visuals perhaps, you know, we've used it before, but for like a doctor or nurse, if creating some visuals really helps it, and that's really all your goal is, then you can do it really simple and just create some limited visuals and, you know,
you can still use it. You hit the nail on the head with it being what's the purpose of that and for who the individual is, because I guarantee you a dentist is not going to get the same message across to how white he can make your smile and how perfect he can make your smile by writing about it in, you know, 500 words. One image is going to show me that. And so, again, it goes to the type of content. And so you're spot on with that. So I like that.
And anytime I see content marketing and sessions, everyone, and I know you guys make, you know, a lot of your business comes from this, but it doesn't have to be an infographic. And I think we spent 45 minutes out of our 60 minutes last year basically saying it doesn't have to be an infographic.
Well, and that's what we tell our clients too as well. And so, you know, finish your thought, but like that's what we do. Like we don't do it just for the sake of doing it. We really try hard to make sure that it works with what that end goal is. You know, is it answering a question? Is it providing the solution? Is it meant for brand building? Is it meant for community? You know, so yeah, like I totally on board with you. Like, and those that just put them out and charge a client and move on. No, I hate that.
And I ran into that with a client that I was really trying to get, about a year and a half ago, where when I talked about what are you guys doing with your blog? What are you doing with the site? What kind of content are you creating? And the answer I got was, we have an agency and every quarter they're creating this one piece of content. They're doing our content marketing and they're promoting it. I looked at their social. They had 100 people on Twitter. They had 150 or 75, I think, on Facebook. And I was like, well, where are they promoting it? Because you really don't have an audience there. So, and I'm looking at all the stats on your blog and I really don't see any content that has huge spikes from social or organic. I don't really see any of them that have, you know, huge shares across any platform. So they might be creating content, but as I look through your site, I really can't even find it.
Yeah.
And I see no signs that it's being marketed. So what's going on?
Well, and you bring up a good point, because that's the other side of it that a lot of people don't understand. They think that, you know, like the Field of Dreams movie, if you build it, they will come. They don't realize that, hey, you know, you spent all this money on creating this awesome piece of content, and now you're telling me that you don't have any kind of a budget to promote it with. I mean, even just spending a little bit of money, like just imagine what spending $50 on Facebook could do for that piece of content versus, you know, kind of the results that you were telling me that you experienced with these guys. And so that's the thing that I want you know, that I'm hoping people understand with this as well is, you know, how you're going to get that content out there, you know, especially if you're spending, you know, a lot of money on a higher end piece of content. What are you going to do with it? Understand that there has to be a strategy and there has to be some kind of a promotion, whether it be a PR, an outreach type budget, whether you are able to make some connections of your own with people that you know that could help link or get that message out there on other websites. But that's the point. Like, you have to have that strategy.
Yeah, there needs to be, for content marketing really to work, if your goal is we want to go quote-unquote viral, or we want to get 100 links or 1,000 links. If you are trying to do what you're thinking is content marketing, look first and try to figure out what is the goal. Am I trying to bring awareness to my company? Am I trying to bring awareness to this new product or this new service? What is the goal? And if it's, we want, you know, to raise the number of people that share it, or we want the number of people that follow us on Twitter to grow, figure out what those goals are for whatever your content marketing is, and then figure out how to get it done. And whatever you do, honestly, I would call quote unquote content marketing. As long as you're building something to promote it and then promoting it, whatever that piece of content is, you're basically doing content marketing. To me, that's what it is.
Yeah. And you alluded to this when we first started chatting, but you know, let's get really, really simple here. What is, you know, a lot of the pieces that we've talked about, you know, the more complicated infographics or whatever, you know, it could be something as simple as, like this morning, I got a picture from our team, of the amount of food that we had raised. We had two teams at Avalanche, two different teams that were competing, and we did a food drive for a local, food bank. And there was a picture that was shared, and it showed all the amount of food that we had collected, okay? And that picture, just simply snapping that picture, is content marketing, okay? Any businesses that are, you know, like if, again, thinking about more of the small mom and pop one, if you are on Facebook or Instagram and you're snapping a picture, you're telling people where they can find you if you're a food truck, or you're telling people what the special of the day is, or what kind of special dish you're going to have today, or you're sharing what any of that, like to the various, the most simplest form, that is content marketing. And one of the things that probably maybe spend a little bit of time talking about this, Dave, one of the things that I love that you did for me, I asked you the other day about an idea for a blog post, and you said just how powerful your phone could be for everyday life around you and that being content marketing. Maybe, you know, share some thoughts on that.
I do it all the time. I used it in a deck when I spoke in April. The day before my deck, I think it was already due, but luckily I got to make changes. I was walking around Washington, D.C., and I was talking about how you can promote, you know, your brewery and stuff. And as I was walking around, one of the businesses that was sponsoring had created a filter for Snapchat. So as I was about to, you know, snap something, and I started going through some of the local filters, and I was just curious what was showing up, there was one of the sponsors. And I'm like, oh, nice. So I actually took a screenshot and then used that in my deck.
That's awesome.
You could also, I think we talked about it before, but you could use Snapchat or you could use Canva or any of that stuff. And, you know, you've talked about it before, too. There was someone in Phoenix that was a realtor that took a video and they used that. That's content marketing.
Yeah, anything like that you can do. I love it. I mean, and that's what I'm always trying to tell people, because sometimes people get way too intimidated thinking that it has to be perfect or, you know, I need
or huge.
Perfect or huge. You know, I got to spend $2,000 on a massive infographic and, you know, that's the only way that this is going to work. Well, if you're a smaller HVAC company and you really don't even have $300 a month to spend in marketing, like, what good is a $2,000 infographic going to do you? Especially if you're limited to a smaller geographic area, you know, just getting on Instagram and snapping pictures of things that you've done or discovered. I mean, you could even have some, here's the best example. There's a local, garbage, he's called the garbage guy, here where I live. And you pay him per the load, how much, you know, that you need to be hauled off and stuff like that. But one of the things that he's done, and we talked about this before he started doing this, and I told him, like, dude, you have so much content just right at your fingertips. Like, the stuff that you pick up, like, he'll send me, and what gave me this idea is because we're friends, and he'll send me pictures of things that he finds when people, you know, hire him to come and haul stuff off. And I am amazed, like, you know, some of the stuff he sent me is at Christmas time, these saguaros that light up that have tinsel on them. And he's like, yes, they work. And then, like, I mean, just, I can't even begin to tell you the amount of weird things that this guy picks up. And guess what? He's posting every single one of those on Instagram now. And people are loving it. People that normally, like, why would you follow a garbage guy, Dave? You wouldn't.
Yeah.
But you would in this situation.
Yep. Yeah. And that's just taking everyday stuff and using it as content marketing. And I think that's really what we're trying to get across is if someone is to, you know, if you're new or if you're trying to, you know, promote your business, or, you know, like my daughter, she just graduated from college and she's starting to get into digital marketing and trying to figure out exactly what she's going to do. If I was to go and ask her what content marketing is, she'd probably think it's, you know, also some really big thing.
Yeah.
But we just want to get across that it can be a really big thing. You know, movies spend millions and sometimes tens and hundreds of million dollars to promote a movie that they spent $100 million on. So just remember, they're spending, you know, as much to promote it as they are, they made it. If you spend $100 to make something, spend a little bit to promote it. But again, you could also spend just $100. You could go to, you know, someone you know and say, hey, I just need a really small, simple, not even infographic, just a graphic. And, you know, we can reuse that. Matt and I suck at Photoshop. We had a graphic designer build us one single image for this podcast, and we are able to now use that.
Yep.
Because we suck at Photoshop. He's really good at photography. I'm a work in progress, but Photoshop, no. And that's one thing, you know, we had to pay someone one time and create it, and now we can modify it for as we need.
Well, you know, I'm thinking about, you know, we're again, you know, going back to something that we're working on right now at Avalanche, we have a big Google Day event coming up, and where we're going to be in Mountain View, and we're going to be there at the Googleplex. And one of the things that I've been kind of putting together is, and I've been documenting, is I have a 3D printer, and I'm creating these spinner things. And I shouldn't say I'm creating it, because my 14-year-old is the one that went into Tinkercad, designed it, created it, custom drew by hand our Avalanche A logo, and he's he's printing them out. Again, my 14-year-old, and he's doing it all, and Avalanche is paying him to do it. But so I've been documenting this whole process of these handouts, these spinner, like fidget spinner type things that we're gonna be giving away. And it's funny because I'll be posting about it, and I'm just posting the process of printing, and people are like, I want one of those, I want one of those. And so, like, I'm even building it up for future events that I could probably give some of this stuff away at PubCon, and hopefully the session that you and I are going to be doing again. And so, again, just everyday stuff, more to your point, that's content marketing.
Yeah, that's all it is. It's anything that you're doing.
So, I think that that's pretty good. I think that hopefully you guys have a pretty good idea of you know, just the drilled down, what is content marketing. And, you know, the key takeaways for me would be for you to understand, especially if you're a smaller business, that you don't have to have a, you know, multi, like a huge $1,000 or $2,000 video or infographic or motion graphic or whatever it might be, piece of type content, you know, high level type content to be successful. No. Some of the most successful people I work with, whether they're realtors or service industry folks, whether it be plumbing, HVAC, whatever, these guys are like the garbage guy example. These guys are all just producing content that is surrounded by them in their everyday lives, and they're just taking advantage of social media and the circles that they've created over the years, and that is how they're being successful.
Yep. Just look at what skills you have or what your team has. And if you have someone that works in your company and they do some other job, but they're really good at video or they're really creative and they're a good storyteller, see if you can't carve out some of their hours to do something and use that to create your content, and then you market it. So remember, just market your content. It's the content marketing. And, you know, any resources you have or anything, I think creativity can trump, can overcome. Creativity can overcome lack of budget, and sometimes lots of budget will still stink because there is no creativity.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're worried about, oh, I only have, you know, X amount of dollars, or time and creativity can totally overcome that. And one crazy video I'll just end with this is, and he was really smart about it. It was a farmer's insurance guy, and he had, like, his daughters and stuff, and he had on his shirt, call for a quote and the number. And he did a video where his daughters, if they sat next to him while he opened this can of, like, the stinkiest fish, like, known in the world. And his wife, if she stayed, she got diamonds, like a diamond ring or diamond something. Like, they were all, like, just, it was painful. Shortly after, my wife asked me if I wanted lunch, and I said no. The marketer in me loved it that, like, on his shirt was call for a quote. And it was, as I've shared the other day, 30,000 times, literally, in 3 days.
Yeah. Well,
And it cost him something for his one daughter, a new bike, and I guess a diamond ring or necklace or something for his wife. But, I mean, still, you and I would, like, how much could that cost, or how much is that worth? Like, over 30,000 shares.
Yeah, that's invaluable.
And I'm sure you'll get interviews and stuff now.
Oh, yeah, that's huge. That's awesome. I mean,
and that was just a can of really nasty stuff, probably some Pepto-Bismol, and he recorded it, and that was it.
No matter the size of that ring, it's worth it, so.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll get lots of clients out of this.
All right, very cool. Hopefully you guys learned from that. We're wrapping it up. I'm Matt Soltola for Dave Rohr at Northside Metrics. I'm with Avalanche Media, and we will catch you at the next one. Thanks, guys.